remember in Revenge depths. Of the Nerds when the guy, like, it turns out he date rapes her, but he goes, all nerds think about is sex after he eats her out, pretending to be her boyfriend. Maybe that's what Diddy is. Maybe he is just a nerd to his core. He's so horned up that now he's got drugs and stuff where he's
true.
Like, I could just have all my nerd boners.
Oh, he would have so many nerd boners.
He's just growing up with the most vicious boners.
Sweaty nerd boners.
I made a nerd boner. I got to witness a nerd boner in science class in high school.
Oh,
kid had to give a presentation.
Oh, no.
It was one of the best things I've ever seen. Like, it's your turn, and he was like, I can't. And they're like, did you do it or not? And he's like, please don't make me.
Oh, no.
He did. The teacher was like, get up here. What are you doing?
Need a boner?
Rock hard.
Oh, my God.
And he was a nerd. Kind of he didn't know how to talk. Khakis, dude.
Oh.
It was a Catholic school. He was wearing khakis and a sweater vest.
He was hard as fuck.
The hardest boner you've ever seen. And he had like a growth. He was small. He was a small man.
Yeah.
He was a little tiny guy with a giant cock. He did have a huge boner. It was like a huge boner. And he stood there and was just like, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
And he tried to do the presentation.
Did the teacher
noticed. Yeah.
Did she call it? Like, go up.
Yeah. She was like, oh, I'm sorry. You can sit down. You can sit down. But he was up there for a minute.
We'll see you in about 5 to 7 minutes.
Yeah, he caught some ridicule.
That's a nightmare,
dude. I like intimidatingly big boner in khaki pants, and this little tiny guy that was so embarrassed of it. Like, I'm so sorry.
Because there's a moment where that boner's locked in
front of the class,
where she goes, whatever his name is, yeah. She calls him, and he's like, "Nah, this can't be happening."
Yeah.
Oh, give me a second.
I can't go up.
Oh my God.
Especially if he had talked.
He didn't know. He didn't have enough friends to know the talk math.
What if it breached? What if you talked and it breached?
I breached.
Oh, dude, a little, you guys have peekaboo? Yeah.
Just Loch Ness Monster, dude.
Yeah, when you see the underside of the fire helmet.
Yeah.
Washington in his wig.
Insane helmet.
Yeah, when you see the split.
Yeah.
The penal split. We got our own V.
We do.
Right under the head. Nice one.
True that.
But, dude, if he put it under there and was like, but if you got caught talking,
that's what I'm saying.
That thing would have passed the belly button on that guy.
Yeah, that would have looked like a puppet show.
It would have been crazy.
It could have put an elbow down.
Sticking out. Like, yeah.
Like at a swim up bar, it would have had an elbow down on the bar.
Just kickstands. Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, that guy, wonderful. Can you track that man? Because I want to know if he went on to great success or a life of villainy like Diddy.
True.
He was such a sweet boy.
With a huge hog.
Yeah. The cock of gold.
There's probably some angel just milking it now, being like, it's over. Forget it. It's over. Just get him two-handed hand drives. Be like, don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah. Dude, double cranks. And then making him give presentations so he gets hard. Like, that's his kink now. He's got to go do book reports for her. And he's like, I can't. She goes, stand up. He's like, oh, God. God, you drive me wild.
Dude, I walked into a horror scene on an airplane bathroom. Basically, nothing to do with boners. It's the opposite. It was a young lady getting her period. And she didn't lock the door. So I, like, opened the door.
Jesus.
And I just hear, and I was, like, slam it shut. And the stewardess just instinctively just, like, stared at me like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, it wasn't locked. And she was like, oh. She's like, that's not your fault. Don't worry. So then I was like, all right. And I just went back to my seat. I'm like, I'm not going to stand here and wait for you.
Yeah, you can't stand.
So I sat back. I didn't fucking pee, too. So I'm just sitting there in my seat, like, and the one guy was like, what was that? I'm like, someone was in there. I was like, you can go if you want.
No, that's funny. That's fine. Go ahead.
Dude, so what did you see? What did you see when you were in there?
It was, I didn't even know that the person was so young, but I just saw, like, just someone hunched over.
Yeah.
Which is like, I've walked in on people in the bathroom before, and it's like, would you rather be walked in on or the person walking in?
Walking in on.
I'd rather be the person walking in.
Yeah.
Than discovered.
I would never want to be discovered.
Discovered is so embarrassing.
You're prey.
You gotta go, oh.
Yeah, nope, dude.
Someone's in here.
Occupied.
Dude, she for real screamed like I had like a butcher knife and I was going to kill her. And I didn't know like the period stuff was going on. I was just kind of like, I just literally looked and was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And just saw somebody like wiping themselves basically. I didn't even catch any gens or anything.
How did you know it was a period thing then?
So, dude, so then I finally, it's my, so the dude, the, so, dude. I've never, I've never seen, so I'm sitting there like reading a book like with my peripheral on and I see someone just fucking storm out. And it was like, they're in there for like 15 minutes.
How bad did you have to pee at this point?
Pretty badly.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting there like, all right, whatever. And all of a sudden, storm down the aisle. I don't even look, but they were thudding, like fast walking.
Yeah.
So then I go in to pee, and I'm fucking, there's this huge glob of toilet paper, just blooded, dude.
Oh.
And then it's sticking to the side. So I did, I tried to do the favor.
You piss all over.
Did the honor of peeing it down.
Yeah.
Wouldn't budge, dude. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I hit the flush. It's not flushing. I go, oh my God.
That's uterine lining grabbing onto those walls. That thing was grabbing on the side of her walls, and now it's it thinks its new home is that fucking
toilet.
Dude, I go out and I tell the lady, I'm like, the lady who like saw me get discovered, basically, I was like, yo, that wasn't me. I was like, I was trying to be discreet, being like, I think she got like her period in there. It's pretty nasty. It won't flush.
Yeah.
And I was, she was like, oh, okay. And I was just like,
you just get misogynistic. I don't know how you animals walk around. Bloody koozies.
Fucking
we're up in the air. You're lucky there's no sky bears.
I don't trust any of you, frankly.
This whole plane could be fucked.
Dude, so I was like, then I don't know why, but I was like, so like, what do you get? Like a stick and like push it? I was just curious. Like, how are you going to knock it down?
A period stick back there?
She's like, oh, I'll just pour coffee on it. I was like, oh, brilliant. So then I get out.
That's a toxic ball of piss.
Dude, it was
blood and coffee at this point.
Terrible.
It was disgusting.
But then a younger girl comes up, a different lady comes up and then goes to the bathroom, comes out loudly and goes, ew, someone got their period in there. And I'm sitting there like, oh my God, this poor fucking lady.
Oh no.
You just hear from back of the booth.
Dude, it was pretty terrible.
That's a terrible thing for that girl.
Oh, it was a horrible experience for this girl.
You want to talk? You know about this. I was on Bonfire this week.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of period sticks to push things down, Bobby and his son, do you know this?
No.
Bobby breaks up his son's giant turds because they're too big. Dude.
He's a dragon slayer.
He's 10.
Wait, hold on.
His son's 10.
What?
He has to break the poops up?
Yes. I saw photos of these logs.
Oh, my God.
His son drops logs.
Like a Mayan.
That are so big that his dad has to come in after him and break them up with his
cleanup squad.
A shit stick.
He has a cleanup crew.
He literally gets done shitting and is like, Dad, get in there. Stick. And Bobby Kelly gets up and breaks his son's shit.
With a stick.
With a fucking stick.
So that it can flush.
Yes.
How fat are the turds?
The turds are fucking massive.
You see the pics?
Yes. Bobby showed me a pic.
Are they speckled like a corn cob? Or
no,
they
this
one
thing's
thing?
Solid. It's a brick.
Can I tell you right
fucking
now,
crazy. His son drops full Chipotle burrito size.
Oh,
like a fucking, it's crazy.
But also to be the spotter for it.
And that's, I'm like, Bobby, your son has to break up his shit.
Yeah.
You can't, that's the weirdest. That's the fucking weirdest thing I've ever
also
heard.
Also, what an
so disgust. I know, he dominates his father.
He goes, hey, Dad. I just discarded all my old food. Make it flush.
What's the stick, though?
I don't know what he uses.
It'd be funny if it was like one of those like free hockey sticks they give out, or like one of those baseball bats on like bat day. He goes, yeah, go grab that fucking Sox bat from we went to Fenway.
It'd be nice to be a samurai sword. He just goes,
oh, yeah.
Opens
it up. He's like, Bushido code. Max take a dump. I caught it up. I caught up a Max a dump. Max a son. Your dump are too big for toilet. Dude, that's crazy to shit. Yeah, that kid's not going to know satisfying anything if you're dropping logs that big, because you got to drop a log like that and you're like,
yeah, that's dude, his baseline. That's crazy. That's baseline.
I just nobody seems to be as upset as me.
That's pretty wild.
You can't.
You know
that.
What it is?
Yeah.
You
that's the fucking creepiest, weirdest thing ever.
You have a because you know.
And I was serious. Bobby's like, "What, dude? What
you're
do you
picturing
mean?
Saying it to Phil?" That's why. It's like,
think of going to a kid's house for a sleepover, and him and his dad.
That is weird.
Tag team shits to flush them.
That is weird.
He tags his dad in to fucking finish the job.
How old is your boy again?
He's 10 now.
10's old enough to slay your own turds.
Dude, I'm sorry. Past 5, if you're having dump problems with the piping, that should be on you the whole time.
Personal,
you should be embarrassed to take that to your father.
Yeah.
I brought that up as well, and Bobby said he was proud of it.
The big turds?
Yeah, I saw a picture of the turd, and I was like, that is something.
Yeah.
I get
you'd be proud
of. For a second, you're like, what are you, the fucking bear family from the Charmin commercials? Who the fuck's in here fucking talking about pooping as openly as this fucking people?
That is, I can't get over how weird that is.
Yeah, what's weird is,
Bobby's fine with it.
I want to know what the play call is. I want to know if he's like, Dad, poop, or if he goes like,
yeah, yeah.
Break it up.
We got a breaker.
Code breaker.
Got a beached whale.
Yeah,
it looks like a beached whale. Dude, it lays on the bowl.
That is
surface from. Dude, it's a massive turd.
You're telling me most of his turds breach?
A single log breach. It's laying down. It's a beached whale. It's laying.
Does he share these, or is he just flashing you from his phone?
He showed me it. I can
I gotta see it.
Try to get him to send you a picture of one of these
turds. Talked about this publicly.
Yeah, for sure.
If it was cleared on the bonfire.
I get where he's coming from, breaking them up, and like, you know, but once they're 10, you got to hand, it's got to be like a ceremony where you knight them with the shit stick.
Yeah, you knight them. Yeah. You break your turds now.
That's his call, Bob.
It's changing of the guards.
He called me, and I didn't call him back. He's going to be mad at me.
Make it with soda, that fucking.
It's a movie called The Draven. But you know what? The script was fucking good, dude.
I'm telling you, it sounds fucking sick, dude.
I don't want to spoil it, but what happens to the Draven, dude?
Well, you know what? It has a pretty dark ending, which is what I liked about it, which is that this is so ridiculous to get into this, but I'm gonna pitch the whole fucking thing to
please
you. It starts where there's like this kingdom and this dragon fucking rolls in while they're having some celebration, kills all these people, and then leaves the prince for dead. The prince starts to transform into a fucking draven, okay? So he's sort of like...
He keeps saying draven.
It's a draven. It's like everyone should know. It's like a Dracula, you know? It's like, whether it's a dragon, it's a draven. So he starts
like a raven dragon.
He starts to be kind of like shunned from the people in his kingdom because he's becoming this fucking creature.
Yeah.
Meanwhile... there is a man who has been a draven for quite some time
who
comes in and fucking takes the prince under his wing, and they're going to go hunt the dragon that fucked him up, and it's like killing all the villagers, and they're going to go kill the dragon.
Sounds awesome.
And so the man is like teaching this young dude how to like use his draven skills. Now the twist comes in this. You get the backstory of the guy who was the original draven, and you get that he used to travel with another partner, and that partner is dead. And what you find is that dravens always sort of like travel in twos, and that's the whole movie is about that. You're like, oh, they're traveling in twos, and then you don't find out till the very end why they travel in twos. When it's time to kill the dragon, the only thing that can kill it is a blade with the blood of another draven.
Fuck.
So they have to fucking fight each other at the end, and whoever dies, their fucking heart coats the blade. That's what kills the dragon.
Fuck.
That's
how
it,
did
guys.
You not? How did you not make this?
That's it.
So the budget is $250 million.
What was awesome too is the movie was written where it was like the young guy, you're thinking it's his movie.
Yeah.
And it's not. The old guy fucking kills him easily and then kills the dragon and then goes off to be by himself again.
Oh.
It's a dark story, man.
Yeah.
It's very dark dragon material.
That's good.
Damn, dude.
Finally, a dark dragon movie.
Dude, how was that not? Did you ever pitch it? Like,
we wrote it. We wrote the whole script. At one point, I was like, maybe I should try to turn this into a comic book. It was like a fucking 120 pages. It was thick, dude. God,
damn. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Well, it's always impressive when someone does comedy and then you hear they're doing like, as you were saying, you're doing like, you had a time. Didn't you have like a timepiece too, like a history piece?
We did. We did. Like, everything we were writing was basically not comedy. We wrote one thing together called Most Scariest that was about like a frat house that's haunted. It was just a bunch of frat guys like scared the whole movie. And that was the only comedic thing we had kind of worked on.
That's pretty sick.
And in that movie never got made. So that wasn't even worth our time. Yeah. So what else? Pokemon.
We did Pokemon's.
Draven's.
Yeah, we did that King's. We did a King's sketch and we were like, we should make this a show. And then we were like, they already did that. They did a movie about this already. We made a mini. We just made that movie.
Yeah, perfect.
We were like, we filmed it.
Let's watch it.
We were like, great. And then we got done and it was like, oh, that's that.
Yeah, it's already. There needs to be more medieval comedy, though.
I want a Civil War comedy.
Yeah, there's not a lot of Civil War comedy.
I need a good Civil War comedy, dude. I don't have the end of it, but two guys get drafted. They're like horse thieves. They're idiots. And then they get drafted or they get arrested. And like, you can either join the union or you go to jail. So then they have to join the union. They're the only dudes that are like normal dudes. Everyone else is like
like an old Civil War movie. Like, come on, men, forward. Like, what the fuck is this guy talking about?
What's happening?
Yeah, just with some gratuitous violence.
That's not bad. Like,
two normal dudes.
Asheville, North Carolina. Have y'all ever been there before?
No.
It's a pretty awesome town, but they have all these like hot springs and stuff around there. And that, you know, during the Civil War, they would send soldiers who were injured there to like just chill and recuperate. Nice. And I was like, you've never seen a Civil War movie just about dudes that are just like fucking chilling in hot springs while all the fighting's going on the front line, you know? I was like, that's the end. That's the Civil War movie.
That'd be tough to get out of that. That'd be tough to get out of that hot tub.
Yeah, man.
It's like back to the Civil War.
Yeah, didn't most people never really get a hot bath?
No.
Why would they? Yeah, it's almost like they wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they did. They would like just heat up.
Yeah, I guess
put fire under a fucking copper bin.
I was listening to Shannon Sharpe's podcast. He didn't take a hot shower till he was 22.
He's fibbing, dude.
He said he didn't take a hot shower till he was 22. You're saying Uncle Shay Shay's fibbing about the hot shower?
Fibbing, dude.
He said he didn't take a hot bath. He said he didn't go to the bathroom indoors till he was 22.
That's pretty cool.
A young Shannon Sharpe was just dumped. You could have caught Shannon Sharpe in the woods, dude.
He would have been dumping in the woods in like the 80s.
Yeah, dude. He's down from like the rural south.
He's Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess he was in the outhouse. Threesome in the very beginning. I was like, dude, I totally
forgot.
It's also
like cool. It's also like super cool white dudes acting like cholos. My dad would hate nothing more.
True.
White dudes with tattoos. He'd be like, what the fuck is this shit?
True.
White I haven't guys. Seen Alpha Dogs. What is Alpha Dogs?
Justin Timberlake plays a cholo.
Oh, the movie Alpha Dogs. I was thinking, is this some like Netflix show I haven't heard of that's in its sixth season?
No,
like,
this was years ago.
The movie. Yeah, Alpha Dogs, of course, dude. Yeah,
Alpha Dogs ruled, but my dad would not like
it. The beginning was tough. That was that's a tough pitch in the beginning.
Yeah, who's having the
MMF
threesome?
It's two dudes and a girl. Two alpha dogs. One of them had to die.
Yeah.
Because two alphas can't share a woman like that.
Of course.
I took my mom and my sister to go see The Wolf of Wall Street on Christmas Day when it came out. And it was like an opening.
Coke
was like,
out of an asshole.
Dude, coke out of the asshole. And then I'm sitting there just thinking like, fuck, I brought my mom to this. And then I hear my mom like lean over to my sister and she says, Leonardo DiCaprio is so good looking. And I'm like, that's what she took out of the scene. Like she wasn't disgusted by it. I was like, she's in. We can watch all 3 hours of this. This is going to be great.
Yeah, my brother told my parents to watch Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. And that's all about like killing your parents and like doing heroin. Yeah. That was terrible.
There's nothing worse, dude. I'll still watch a movie with my parents. If there's a sex scene, I leave the room. Well, me or my dad will leave the room. So I'm going to be like,
I take a knee. I take a knee the whole time.
Yeah. But then whoever's left, if my dad leaves, then I'm just stuck with my mom.
That's no good.
Or if I leave, then my parents are just watching porn together.
Best case scenario.
Why not?
I gotta leave with my dad. Then it looks like we're both jerking off.
I don't say anything. I just lay on the floor. I just get up and lay on the floor.
To your feet.
Can we order pizza?
Well, dude, your headquarters is pretty tight.
This is where it all happens, dude. This is all the magic right here at pretty this tight. Fucking table.
Really?
Every bit of it, sure. Yeah.
It's where you pitch everything.
People play Magic the Gathering around this fucking thing. You know, it's perfect. Yeah.
Did you ever play Magic the Gathering?
I didn't. I think it hit like right as I was too old to be doing shit like that.
I was like young and I saw the kids that played it. They were all dorks.
Yeah.
But I always loved looking at the cards.
I always thought
I didn't know how to play it.
I just liked collecting shit when I was a kid. So I was like, God, there's all these things you can collect and now do stuff with it. You know? Yeah. I'm Pokemon all of it. My son's like massively into Pokemon.
Yeah.
But I don't think he even plays it. I think they just like collect the cards. I don't think he even knows how to play it. I've tried to ask him, like, what do you do with these things? Like, I thought it was like a blood sport where like you compete against each other and like if you beat someone, you get to keep
Yeah.
He's like, no. We don't play like that.
It's gentleman's game.
Yeah. It's like, what do y'all do? You just look at the cards together? Gentleman's what the fuck is Pokemon. This?
I was too old when Pokemon hit and I got into it secretly.
So did I.
I quietly got into it.
I used my little brother to get into it. Like I kind of like it was like a proxy thing. Yeah, I let him watch and I'd watch with him. Like I'll check it out. My friend. Knew every single one of them. It was there was 152 I think back when. Then they set up the Johto leagues and all that shit. And it was like,
wait, what?
The original Pokemon are 152.
What's the second thing you named?
Johto. Then they said the Johto leagues. Now it's
the Johto leagues.
The Johto leagues.
I didn't know you were a Pokemon expert.
Dude, I used to play. I used to watch the game. I watched the show after school in high school. And then I would eat like 40 Megabytes. Yeah, dude. I'm a couple years of senior, so I'd watch with my brother, and then I would go play Game Boy and take a shit and play Pokemon on Game Boy.
It's great.
That's I knew
Game
all
Game Boy is made for. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. My friend let me borrow his Game Boy Color. It was nice, dude.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Played Pokemon. Had to hide it from my parents.
Because it's devil.
If my dad knew I was playing Pokemon, he'd be like, what the? Football's coming up, dude.
So how many Pokemons are there right now?
I have no
I think there's like 2,000.
I mean, apparently binder's full if you like go by my son's like collection.
That's the hard-hitting questions we're talking about.
How many Pokemons are there?
Mr. McBride, how many fucking Pokemons even are there?
Well, I think there's a shitload of Pokemons these days.
Yes.
Yeah, we had Pogs. Pogs, that was cutthroat.
Yeah.
You take what you got. If you played Pogs with someone.
I never did them either, but they were, once again, they were like little.
You know, Slammer?
Slammer.
But right? Again, that was like, Pogs was like, I feel like kids just made up the rules. Whoever was the bully of the group just made the rules up. We're like, I get that Pog.
Yeah, they were cardboard circles, and you would just like pay $40 for them. And then I used to play with my cousin when we would play. I would play someone, my cousin would go behind him and just start gouging their shoebox of Pogs and just stealing them.
And that was it.
Yeah, we'd play. We had a little, nice little thing going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever play any cool games?
I missed it all, man. I mean, I like, you know, when I was a kid, it was like the birth of video games. So that was like, you know, that's what we were rocking.
Yeah.
We weren't trying to like do shit in front of each other.
Tiddlywinks.
You know? We ain't playing tiddlywinks. My friends were hardcore. We play Super Mario Brothers. We beat Zelda.
So what else is going
God
on?
Damn it! I knew this was gonna happen. Dude.
No, we got good questions.
Flew down here and shit the bed, dude.
No, we didn't, dude. I
shit our fucking slack. I was taking a piss, by the way, dude.
You were not.
That was a fucking
you were marking your territory.
Crap introduction, dude. Walked out of the bathroom. He's like, "What are you taking a shit?" I was like, "Fuck, fuck." I actually walked out, walked back. I saw you. I was like, "Oh, I gotta dry my hands more."
It's the worst because like this is sort of like we have a pretty small writer's room for the shows that we're on, but this is where we write, and that's the bathroom right there. So like anytime anybody goes in there, you gotta be a fucking silent assassin, or else you're made fun of for the entire day. If that shit makes one noise coming out, everybody in this room is making that noise the rest of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. Living with Chris and Tommy, our bathroom. I just played video. I play video games all day, obviously. And the bathroom was right next to it. He drinks a lot, so his shits. And he's an old man. He shits like a loud old man. And I'd be like, yo, shut up.
What the fuck?